Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Yes, hi Shanta. I'm calling about charges on my debit card that I don't know anything about that happened yesterday.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to take a look for you there. May I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
03307.
And your name, please?
James Pavere.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Now, I am showing that name in our New Hampshire area. If you can please verify your address to me for security purposes.
Route 129, number 342, Loudoun, New Hampshire.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir. All right. So let me see here. Still loading for me. Oh, one more brief moment. We don't take this long to load. Still here though. Okay. All right. So from what I'm showing, see, around the 1st of July, there was a sweepstakes that was done where there was a selection of the, no, there was actually $7.95 that was processed out for a sweepstakes to win a tablet. With that sweepstakes entry, it advised that it was a welcoming entry for joining our Factor Direct Savings Club. Meaning that every month you're charged $56.95 and you receive a $125 gift certificate to be used.
None of that.
I can definitely get you canceled out, yes, sir, and provide you with a cancellation number.
Do you have a everything?
Yes, sir. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Yeah.
Okay, and that cancellation number is C as in cancel 260916696.
Okay, what's the name of this company?
Sir?
Who do you work for?
Oh, I'm sorry, we're for a third-party call center, but we represent Tri-Perfect Gadgets.
Okay, so I'm not going to see any other charges and this account disappears.
That's a credit.
These are credit, both of them.
Well, sir, only thing I'm showing that there was a charge for was the $56.95. Unfortunately, I'm not able to reimburse the amount in full because you got that gift certificate, but I can't issue a customer courtesy 35% refund.
Hey, I don't have a gift certificate for anything.
It was actually sent out to you via email to the email address of JPVIRRE. Sir, I cannot see if you open an email or not, but I can issue a 50% courtesy refund.
I want that charge taken off my account, or I want to talk to your supervisor right now.
Sir, I'm more than capable of handling this call. 50% is the most that I can do.
You are not going to charge my debit card for a charge I had nothing to do with. Nothing.
I do apologize, sir. I did mention it within the terms and conditions, and as I mentioned, 50% is the most that I can do.
Are you fucking telling me that you can't credit my account?
Sir, can you please refrain from that language? I have not disrespected you at one point, sir. I want to release the line to continue with that language. 50% is the most that I can do.
Can I tell you something right now? I want to know your supervisor's contact information. I want to know it now.
Sir, this is a third-party call center. Due to security purposes, I'm not able to provide that type of information.
I want to contact with Tri-Perfect right now.
I can give you the email support. That is support at TriPerfectDiscountSupply.com.
$60 out of my account without my approval?
No, sir. You went online and you did a sweepstakes. It mentioned in the terms and conditions that was the information. I do apologize if you did not read that information, but I can't issue a 50% courtesy refund.
It's not the information, and you know it wasn't the information.
Sir, I'm looking at the information right now. That is what is mentioned in the terms and conditions. As I mentioned, I can issue a 50% courtesy refund. That'll reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, I look forward to I want that email address.
Okay, that is support at TriPerfectDiscountSupply.com.
I'm sure this isn't the first phone call you're going to get like this today.
Okay, yes, sir. Is there anything more that I can do for you today?
No, absolutely not. I'm looking forward to that 50% refund.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for any missed